أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أفرأيت الذي تولى وأعطى قليلا وأكدى أعنده علم الغيب فهو يرى أم لم ينبأ بما في صحف موسى وإبراهيم الذي وفى ألا تزر وازرة ألا تزر وازرة وزر أخرى وأن ليس للإنسان إلا ما سعى وأن سعيه سوف يرى ثم يجزاه الجزاء الأوفى وأن إلى ربك المنتهى وأنه هو أضحك وأبكى وأنه هو أمات وأحيا وأنه خلق الزوجين الذكر والأنثى من نطفة إذا تمنى وأن عليه النشأة الأخرى وأنه هو أغنى وأقنى وأنه هو رب الشعرى وأنه أهلك عادًا الأولى وثمود فما أبقى وقوم نوح من قبل إنهم كانوا هم أظلم وأطغى صدق الله العظيم.
بعد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن آياته أن خلق لكم من أنفسكم أزواجا صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. My respected brothers and elders in Islam, we have assembled here to witness the nikah of Muhammad Asif to sister Farzana Hassam. This bond, this nikah that we are about to witness serves as one of the signs that bear testimony to the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In a long chapter of in the Quran, Allah refers to various signs that bear testimony to His existence. And He says, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ, from amongst signs that bear testimony to His existence is أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ أَنْ خَلَقَكُمْ مِنْ تُرَابٍ, that He has created you, your origin is from sand. So your very existence as a human being bears testimony to the existence of Allah. In the like manner, Allah says that the creation of the heavens, the skies above you, and the earth that rolls out before you is also a testimony of the existence of Allah. He speaks about the different racial complexions that languages that people speak as a sign that bears testimony to the existence of Allah. The fact that you are able to sleep at night and wake up invigorated, almost with a new life, bears testimony to the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And among the creations of Allah, one of his signs is the fact that he has created the male and the female. Allah says, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ. From amongst his signs, signs that bear testimony to his existence. Whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the word ayat in the Quran, it refers to such creation that is beyond the capacity of man. Man can't create the skies. Man can't create the human being. Man cannot create the night and the day, the alternation of the night and day. So everything that is beyond the capacity of man is referred to as ayat. So Allah says, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ. And from amongst signs that bear testimony to his existence is أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا. That he has created for you from amongst yourselves your partners. So, firstly, the diversity in gender, the male and the female, bears testimony to the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah in another verse says, يَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ إِنَاثًا. That look at the handiwork of Allah. For some people, he only bestows daughters as offspring. And for others, he only bestows males as offspring. أَوْ يُزَوِّجُهُمْ ذُكْرَانَ وَإِنَاثًا. And for others, he blesses them both with males and females. وَيَجْعَلُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ عَقِيمًا. And yet, there are many who are barren and do not have any children. So the creation of man and the creation of the gender, the male and the female, is from ayat of Allah, signs that bear testimony to the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, and خَلَقَ لَكُم مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا. That he has created from you, from the humankind, from the human species, your partner. Why? Why was the need to create your spouse, to have this institute of marriage? Allah says, what is the purpose? What is the objective? لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا. That you may enjoy a sense of sukoon. The purpose, the objective of marriage is to derive tranquility. Sukoon means tranquility. A sense of inner peace, a sense of fulfillment, a sense of completeness. You cannot feel completed until you marry and have a partner. So, the purpose and the objective of nikah is to draw and experience a sense of tranquility. But how will we find and how will man achieve this tranquility? There are many people who are married, yet tranquility seems so elusive. People find it so difficult to derive tranquility from their marriage. Why? Allah says there needs to be two things present in this relationship. وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. That Allah has placed, in order to achieve this sukoon, this tranquility, Allah has placed mawadda and rahma. Mawadda means love. And rahma means mercy. As long as there are these two things in a relationship, love and mercy, you will achieve sukoon and tranquility. Once either of the two leaves this relationship, the love wanes, or there's no longer compassion and mercy. The sukoon people are then robbed of sukoon and tranquility. So the challenge for couples is to ensure that the relationship thrives on rahma and mawadda. Mawadda means love, rahma means mercy. But this is easier said than done. How do we ensure that the light of love bonds us into eternity? The dominant need of a male in a nikah is to feel respected. The dominant need in a female in this relationship is to feel loved. If you can, that's the recipe and that's the formula for a happy marriage. If my partner does what she does to ensure that I feel respected, and I do what I do to ensure that she feels loved, that's the formula for sukoon, for tranquility. And if you look at the ayats of the Quran that are read during the nikah, one verse speaks about the use of your tongue. Communication is the bond that is going to bind the two of you together. Words, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, inna min al-bayani la sihra. Words have a magical influence. Words can make you cry. Words can make you laugh. Words can motivate you or demoralize you. Words could engender self-confidence or break your confidence. Words determine your self-esteem, or words can rob you of your self-esteem. The use of the tongue, the way that you communicate with your spouse, is the glue that is going to bind you. So be very careful of what you say, how you say, and when you say. That is why Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu had a very famous saying. Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say that the heart of a fool is on the tip of his tongue. And the tongue of a wise man is embedded in his heart. So, do not, the fact that Allah, at the time of nikah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has prescribed this verse, utter appropriate words, says a lot about our ability to communicate, how we communicate with our partners. Once, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting with a group of companions, and a person was passing by. And one of the companions said, O Prophet of Allah, I love that person. I admire that person. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, have you ever expressed your love and admiration for that person? He said, no. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, go and express your love for that person. Go and say, inni uhibbuka Allah, I love you for the sake of Allah. Now, if this is a requirement between two total strangers, that there's a need to express words of endearment, words of appreciation, words of admiration, how much more important is it for husband and wife to be expressing those kind of words? Silent gratitude is no gratitude at all. If you think, I appreciate what my partner is doing, but you have never expressed that. That's useless. So gratitude in a relationship is what salt is to the food. If you do not express gratitude, if you do not express words of endearment, it is, you know, bland food without salt. So the use of your tongue, the ability, we need to be conscious of the need to express gratitude. You know, there's a famous saying that don't only catch people doing wrong. You know, normally we express and our dissatisfaction when we see people doing wrong. It says, go out of your way to catch people doing right. Look for things that people are doing right and express your gratitude for what they are doing. That is part of this love that Allah is talking about. Your words of endearment. Two is this rahmah, the second part of it. Rahmah, mercy, requires tolerance. The single greatest challenge in any relationship is tolerance, the ability to forgive and to tolerate. No two human beings are created identical. No two human beings can think the same. A successful marriage is not about two compatible human beings. A successful marriage is how you deal with your incompatibility. You think differently, your partner thinks differently. How are you going to deal with that incompatibility? So the requirement for sukoon and tranquility is an acute awareness and realization that I need to be tolerant and I need to be forgiving. And the relationship, this in this bond of love and mercy, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that one Muslim is a mirror for another Muslim. In other words, your partner is your mirror. What's the function of a mirror? When you look in the mirror, it doesn't magnify the wrong that is before it. It simply reflects the wrong. A mirror doesn't have a memory. A mirror doesn't speak to others about what it has seen. So you need to be this mirror. When you look at your spouse, at your partner, the wrongs in your spouse, it should remind you that that is a reflection of my own weakness. The weaknesses I see in my spouse is a reflection of my own weaknesses. And that is how you'll be able to tolerate and pardon an acknowledgement that I'm as weak as my spouse. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unite the hearts of Brother Muhammad Asif and Farzana and place this mawadda and rahmah in the relationship. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Brother Adil Hashim is the wakil of Sister Farzana. Do I have permission to perform the nikah?
Yes.
Alhamdulillah, all praise is due to Allah. Nahmaduhu, we express our praise. Wa nasta'inuhu, we seek his forgiveness. Wa nastaghfiruhu, and we seek his help and we beseech his forgiveness. وَنَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ شُرُورِ أَنفُسِنَا. And we seek protection in Allah from the weakness of our own souls. وَمِنْ سَيِّئَاتِ أَعْمَالِنَا. And from the wickedness of our own deeds. مَنْ يَهْدِهِ اللَّهِ. Whomsoever Allah guides, فَلَا مُضِلَّ لَهُ. There is none to lead astray. وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْ. And whomsoever Allah leaves to stray, فَلَا هَادِيَ لَهُ. There is none to guide. وَأَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. And I bear witness that there is no object of worship except Allah. وحده لا شريك له. Allah is one and has no partner. وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. And I bear witness that Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم is his slave and messenger. أرسله بالحق, whom Allah has sent with the truth. بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة, as a giver of glad tidings and as a warner before the final hour. من يطيع الله ورسوله, whosoever obeys Allah and his messenger, فقد رشد, is righteous indeed. ومن يعصهما, he who rebels and sins and refuses to obey them, فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه, he harms none except himself. لا يضر الله شيئا, he does not harm Allah in the least. قال الله تعالى, Allah تعالى says in the Quran, يا أيها الناس, O man, O mankind, اتقوا ربكم, be conscious of your sustainer, الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة, who has created you from a single soul, that is Adam عليه السلام, وخلق منها زوجها, and from that soul did he create حواء رضي الله عنها, وبث منهما, and from the two of them has he sent forth رجالا كثيرا ونساء, multitudes of men and women. واتقوا الله, so be conscious of Allah الذي تساءلون به, in whose name you ask each other's hand in marriage. والأرحام, and be equally conscious of your duty to your relatives. إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا, undoubtedly Allah is ever watchful over you. وقال تعالى, and Allah says, يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, اتقوا الله حق تقاته, fear Allah with all the due that he is expected of you, fear him as you ought to fear him, وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ, and do not die, إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ, except that you are in the state of submission. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى, Allah says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ, O you who believe, be conscious of Allah, وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا, and utter words that are appropriate, يُصْلِحْ لَكُمْ أَعْمَالَكُمْ, he would put right your affairs, your deeds for you, وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ, and forgive your sins, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ, whosoever obeys Allah and his messenger, فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا, has indeed achieved a supreme triumph. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, نبي صلى الله عليه وسلم says, النكاح من سنتي, the nikah is from my way of life. وقال أيضا, and he further says, فمن رغب عن سنتي فليس مني, he who detests my way of life is not of me, أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Brother Adil Hassam, have you taken the consent of your sister Farzana for her hand in marriage to Muhammad Asif Sardar?
Yes, I have.
And you have did so in the presence of the two witnesses, the father, that is Janab Abdullah Hassam and Muhammad Hassam. And the mahar is a half a Kruger coin. Brother Muhammad Asif Sardar, through the wakala of Brother Adil Hassam, I offer to you the hand of Sister Farzana Hassam in marriage in lieu of a half a Kruger coin. Do you accept Farzana Hassam as your wife? So I have accepted her. Nakahtuha wa qabiltuha. Barakallah. Well, we have one request, and that is after the dua, it's a happy occasion. Everyone wants to meet the groom and the family. We request you to allow the groom to go into the courtyard and meet the groom in the courtyard. generally we forget about the sanctity of the masjid and we compromise the sanctity of the masjid. And so therefore allow the groom to pass first and then you can greet him there. Jazakallah. Subhanallah walhamdulillah wa la ilaha illallah wallahu akbar wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyil azim. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi subhanallah al-azim. Allahumma lakal hamd wa lakal shukr. Allahumma la nuhsi thana'an alayk anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka Hamidum Majid. Allahumma ati Muhammadan al-wasila wal-fadila wal-darajata al-rafi'a wa ba'athu maqama Mahmudan alladhi wa'adta warzuqna shafa'atahu yawm al-qiyama innaka la tukhlifu al-mi'ad. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa in lam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. Allahumma ighfir lana ma qaddamna wa ma akharna wa ma asrarna wa ma a'lanna wa ma anta a'lamu bihi minna. Rabbana hab lana min azwajina wa dhurriyyatina qurrata a'yun waj'alna lil-muttaqina imama. Wallahu, we thank you, ya Allah. We thank you for uniting the hearts of these two souls, ya Allah. Unite them as you had united the hearts of Adam and Hawa alayhimus salatu wassalam. Grant them the understanding that you had granted Ibrahim and Sarah alayhimus salatu wassalam. Grant them the endurance that you had granted Ibrahim and Hajra alayhimus salatu wassalam. Grant them the love that you had granted Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the Ummahatul Mu'mineen radiyallahu anhunna, ya Allah. Grant them, ya Allah, the understanding and the love and mercy that you have placed between Ali and Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma. Allah, unite their hearts, ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Save this union from the eyes of the wicked, ya Allah. Save this union from the tongues of the envious, ya Allah. Save this union, ya Arhamar Rahimeen, from the bala of this dunya. Ya Allah, let it be a means of them drawing closer to you, ya Allah. Unite the hearts of the families, ya Allah. Place mawadda and rahma in this union, ya Allah. Grant that they achieve the sukoon and tranquility that you have promised, ya Allah. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, we ask you of the good that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had asked of you, and we seek protection from the evil that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had sought protection from, ya Allah. Make our spouses the coolness of our eyes, ya Allah. Make our spouses the coolness of our eyes, ya Allah. Grant us the rahmah, grant us the mawadda, grant us the sukoon and tranquility, ya Arhamar Rahimeen, through the Institute of Marriage, ya Allah. Grant this union, ya Allah, pious and healthy offspring, ya Allah. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, ya Allah, save them, ya Allah, from every kind of harm, and bless them and shower on them your mercy, your rahmah, your forgiveness, ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Inna Allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Bifadli subhana rabbina rabbil azzati amma asifun wa salamun al-mursaleen. Alhamdulillah.